On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU softball team, off of a trip to Florida. Had a decent trip down there, lots of games played. First of all, obviously you want to get games in, you want to improve, you want to get outside for one thing, but just from a sheer bonding from a team standpoint, how did things go?
I think things went really well. We played a lot of tough teams that were had some good pitchers that we're not used to, and it's just hard adjusting right away when we get back on the dirt. There were some teams that we totally dominated too, and you know, scored a lot of runs, more runs than this year. I think a total of our runs scored so far is more than the total runs scored that I've played the last 3 years. So it's been really fun getting out there and seeing our bats actually come to life in these games we played. So
you wrote a blog for the BSU Athletics website. And you tried to get into some of the off-the-field stuff that you guys were able to do. Wasn't all on the diamond in practice, though, was it?
No. We had a lot of fun with our coaches and even our trainer. We tried a lot of new food, got a lot of seafood, and even some of us went parasailing on our day off, and it was a great experience just enjoying all that the stuff as a team and some of the parents that came along, and it was just a fun time all around.
Was it a crocodile or an alligator that had its mouth taped shut and on top of Summer Monzard's head?
It was a gator. We met a guy named Safari Todd, and he showed us a video of him kissing it, and he said it was safe to put it on her head, and he told us that the only way he was going to do it is because she made the best faces. So it was pretty funny.
On the diamond, you guys did play Gallaudet. It's a school for the deaf, and every coach, no matter what the sport, anytime that I interview them, they say, you know what, we just need to communicate more. What did you learn from watching them play the game, not being able to hear anything that you guys can use, maybe hand signals or anything like that you guys could maybe use?
Well, it's just different watching them play and just having respect for them. As you know, when you see a ball hit, you're constantly yelling, you know, which base to go to, up, back, you know, where to throw it, and just them having to use all the rest of their senses all the more. And you could constantly see them waving, you know, signing to each other how many outs, signing what base to go to, and even their coach was doing it too. And it just goes to show that you should not overlook people that have disabilities like that. And they were actually a pretty tough team. Their record was 8-0. To start out with, but
how frustrating was it to come back home to a couple of feet of snow yet?
It was really frustrating, especially coming home at 5 a.m. With most of our cars snowed in the parking lot, and there was like 3 feet of snow through my door, and having about like 3 bags to haul through 3 feet of snow, just so tired at 5 a.m. It was pretty rough.
You guys are supposed to open up league play this week, and with the snow, who knows if that's going to happen. You guys will go back inside, and after being outside, coming back inside, how much more difficult is practice that, you know, you can't take fly balls anymore, you can't get ground balls off of dirt anymore?
That is frustrating. It's something that I've had to adjust to the past 3 years. When we come back, it's always, we kind of just get in that lull when we first get back, and like, okay, like, when is things going to start get going again? But we just got to keep working on what we can do inside and hopefully maintain our winning attitudes as we enter the season play.
Good luck once you do get back outside.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.